This weekend, the Florida Orchestra will feature a world premiere composed by a Tampa native. WUSF's Susan Giles Wontuck tells us about Triptych.
Michael Ippolito's early life in Florida was filled with music, in schools like Brandon's McLean Middle School. That's where his teacher told him to jot down the music in his head.
Now as an adult, I'm pretty sure the orchestra director was just trying to get me to be quiet, but she said, why don't you write those down and see what you can do with it? And it had never occurred to me that one would write those things down, but I started from there, and that was kind of the beginning.
A beginning of a life in music. He went on to study at Juilliard with John Corleano. Now 33 and an assistant professor of composition at Texas State University, he credits his start in creating music to teachers like Mrs. Weimer of McLean Middle, Ms. Groh at Brandon High, and the University of South Florida's Dr. William Wiedrich, who led the youth orchestra when Ippolito was a part of it, at times playing side by side with Florida orchestra musicians. This weekend, when the orchestra assembles for its Masterworks concerts, it will be Ippolito's notes on the music stands and his sonic vision breaking the silence as part of a Florida Orchestra 50th anniversary season commission. It's called Triptych.
Well, like the visual art, where there are three panels that are related to a central theme, or usually related to some sort of central theme, I thought it was kind of a nice way of describing this. It's not a symphony or an abstract work as much as it is three pictures that are kind of my way of reconnecting with where I grew up.
The world premiere won't be heard publicly until the concerts start this weekend. But this piece, from a 2017 release by the Ataka Quartet, hints at Ippolito's inspiration from an Ansel Adams photograph. It's called Big Sky, Low Horizon, and evokes the broad vistas and sweeping skies of the American West that Adams captured in his work. Although literature and art, including some pictures by famed photographer Clyde Butcher, who's been called the Ansel Adams of Florida, provided a way into this composition for Ippolito, Florida's singular terrain is at the heart of it all. His triptych's first panel, Cypress Cathedral, is deeply rooted in the swamp. He portrays the soaring cypress trees in a place where, like Henry David Thoreau, one could find a place to get away from it all.
A swamp has such a negative connotation, but they're actually really beautiful places, and far from being places of decay and lack of life, they're actually teeming with life. And I thought that was kind of a nice way also of reframing Florida right from the beginning, that I would embrace the swamps.
Storm is the second image in the piece.
Having lived in the Midwest and the Northeast and now in Texas, every place that I've lived, I realize how much I miss the thunderstorms and the kind of, you know, daily occurrence that you would get in the summer, especially in Florida. Anytime there's a lightning storm, I would just perk up and realize that I missed that aspect.
Ippolito is reluctant to characterize his style of composition. He says it depends on the subject matter he's writing music about. But he says he liberally borrowed from Debussy's impressionistic La Mer for the third movement. Ultimately, this son of Florida says this is not a project he ever expected.
And the more I dug into it, it became kind of an inevitable way of reconnecting with my childhood and with my roots. And yeah, I think you could say it became a kind of love letter.
A love letter in three parts. Susan Giles, Wontuck, WUSF 89.7 News.